From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A Rockport, Texas official says at least one person has died since Hurricane Harvey, which is now a tropical storm, passed through the town overnight. The body was found after the storm had passed further inland. Earlier in the day, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said during a news conference that dramatic flooding was still a major concern.
Our biggest concern is the possibility of between 20 and 30 more inches of rain in areas ranging from Corpus Christi over to Houston.
The storm has already dumped more than 50 centimeters of rain in some places, and sheriff deputies in Houston, Texas, saw a tornado touch down about four times. Venezuelan Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino López formally kicked off the military exercises President Nicolas Maduro called for this weekend as a deterrent to any U.S. military intervention. State TV showed snipers and soldiers shooting various weapons in a military camp. According to the government, both civilians and military soldiers will participate in the exercise. Iraqi forces say they have recaptured most of the northwestern Iraq city of Tal Afar from Islamic State. Officials hope to establish total control in Tal Afar by Eid al-Adha, the Muslim holiday which starts in Iraq on September 2nd. The offense on Tal Afar, which lies between Syria and 80 kilometers west of the former Islamic State stronghold of Mosul, began on August 20th. For additional information, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms. This is VOA News. At least 36 people were killed and 269 were injured in violent protests in northern India. This comes after a court on Friday convicted Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh of rape. B.S. Chandu is the Haryana Director General of Police.
The deaths of 30 people have been confirmed in Panchkula, and six persons have died in Sirsa. The last rites of the deceased in Sirsa have been performed, and in Panchkula, 13 people have been identified, out of which seven are from Haryana, and six from Punjab. Their post-mortem is underway, and by tonight, their bodies will be sent to their relatives accompanied by police party.
Thousands of the spiritual leader's supporters, angered by the court's verdict, took to the streets, vandalizing public property and setting vehicles on fire. They also attacked railway stations, fuel pumps, and news network vans in towns across Punjab and Haryana. More than 1,000 people attended a funeral service and procession Saturday for a Philippine teenager slain by police last week. The event was one of the biggest protests against President Rodrigo Duterte's deadly war on drugs. The death of Kian Loy de los Santos on August 16th has drawn widespread attention to allegations that police have been systematically executing suspected users and dealers, a charge the authorities deny. During the funeral, Kian's father made an impassioned plea.
I hope the people who shot my son can hear this. I don't know if they have a heart. There are a lot of churches here. They should go to one. All policemen who have killed innocents should go to church. They should open their hearts. It's not late to ask for forgiveness.
The parents and lawyers of De Los Santos filed a murder complaint against three anti-narcotics policemen on Friday, and if accepted, the case would join at least two other cases filed last year against police over Duterte's war on drugs. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims fleeing violence in Myanmar are trying to cross the border with Bangladesh as fresh fighting erupts in the Myanmar's Rakhine state. Reuters News reports some 3,000 Rohingya arrived at the Naf River separating Myanmar and Bangladesh on Saturday. Relatives of those killed Friday in an attack on Shiite Muslim mosque in Afghan's capital of Kabul gathered on Saturday to bury the bodies inside the mosque compound. An Afghan official said the number of people killed in the Friday attack was at least 28. The chief of Kabul's hospital said that more than 50 others were wounded in the attack. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for that event. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.